I'd like to start with a song. It's number 142 is where the thought came for this week. Robert, would you go ahead and start at number 142?
My light, then of whom shall I be afraid? He hideth my soul from the troubles that roll in the rock he has made. Nearer, my Savior, to thee would I come. Thou knowest the way that I take. Me to glory, there is my home with angels thy praise to awake. There's one who will help in the moment of need, when my heart filled with grief overflows. Jesus is near and he sees every tear, shares all my sorrows and woes. Then nearer, my Savior, to thee would I come. Thou knowest the way that I take. Oh, lead me to glory, there is my home with angels thy praise to awake. Giveth his angels the charge of my soul. None of my steps shall slide. His promise is sure, he will keep me secure. A thousand should fall by my side. Then nearer, my Savior, to thee would I come. Thou knowest the way that I take. Oh, lead me to glory, there is my home with angels thy praise to awake. Ever would dwell in the temple of God, where his grace is so rich unfold. Contented to fill lowliest place, that is beauty my eyes may behold. Nearer, my Savior, to thee would I come. Thou knowest the way that I take. Oh, lead me to glory, there is my home. Angels thy praise to arrange.
So I look at this song, and it is about choices that I make. A desire to draw nearer to him. Then nearer, my Savior, to thee would I come. Thou knowest the way that I take. I'd like to look at a verse in Psalms 91, starting in the first verse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Throughout the Bible, here is talking here about he'll cover thee with his feathers, under his wings shalt thou trust. There are several places in the scripture where Jesus uses the example of a hen and her chickens. And I've been thinking about that. How did those chicks learn that this certain sound is different from all others, and it means run to mama for protection? Yeah. It was something that God gave. But you know, as I thought about that, how'd they learn to do it? God put within them an instinct here's your protection. You know, he would like for us to do the same thing, that we hear this sound that says, run to him. Instead of trying to take care of it myself, let me run to him. And I was thinking, did Mama Hen in her training, did she do fire drills? We do it at work sometimes. We want the people to know, hey, one day there could be a real one. So we're going to have a fire drill that's, it's not real, but we want to see the response so we can see how to do it better. You know, it is not possible. As much as that mother hen would like to protect them all, if there was danger, it's not possible for her to run, chase every one of them down, get them under her wing, and then catch the next one. What's her job is to give the call, to let them know there's danger, and then to provide the protection should they come for it. So I was thinking about for us today. Proverbs 18 and 10 says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they're safe. You know what though? The choice is ours though, whether we run into it or not. The song that we sing, number 179, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. But that song didn't end there. It said, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You know, it's easy for me sometimes to see one that's a problem that's much bigger than I am, and I take it to the Lord. But there's some that I feel like I can handle. And sometimes we will spend time with those when really what I need to do is there is a call that was given. I'd like to look at it in Matthew, the 11th chapter and the 28th verse. This is, if we could think of this as that mother hen given the call, here's this call coming from Christ. Come unto me, 11 and 28 of Matthew. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, sometimes we can think this is the call to the sinner. But you know what? It can be the call to every one of us that we get heavy laden. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Sometimes that laboring is trying to solve a problem. Labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And it says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. In 2021, what is the value of being able to find rest in my soul? It's pretty important with all the things that are happening around us. Does politics affect you? I think it affects everybody if we listen to it much. As I listen to laws that are being passed and directions that our country has been going really over past years, I can get under this, all ye that labor and are heavy laden with just the things that's happening around us. And then a call comes to me. I was thinking of it over in a song number 256. Because I have a choice to make of what I do with the things that's happening around me. In 256, the first verse, when I get weary with toils of the day. Okay, now I fill in the blank with what I do about it. But this songwriter said, often in the secret I kneel and pray. There I can hear my Lord sweetly say, come closer, my child, to me. And then that chorus, well, the second verse, when all around in this cold, dark land, nothing encourages me to stand. Jesus says, holding me by the hand, come closer, my child, to me. And then the chorus looks like that would be a pretty easy part to write. He just over and over, one, two, three, four times in one chorus, closer, my child, to me. Repeat it over and over, just in case I'm missing it. The call that he is getting, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Rest in the time that we're facing today. And I was thinking, what would it be like? The mother hen has put out the warning, there's danger, there's a predator close by. They all run under her wings, But then one little chick says, I can handle it, and goes out there to face whatever that predator is. That just wouldn't be natural. But I'd like to look at a verse over in Matthew 23. There was a predator, and Jesus was there to be able to be like the mother hen. 23 and 37. This is Jesus speaking. Looked out over Jerusalem in one of the places, said, as he looked over it, he wept. And here he said in 37th verse, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. So it was, the call was there. It was available for them, but they were not coming, and you would not. Then it says, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. But I was thinking about the call and how much Christ is interested in us drawing closer to him. I was thinking of Peter. You remember Peter, he had an opinion of who he was, of where he was, how close he was walking to the Lord. It's in Matthew 26 and 33. And I was thinking how important it is for us to be able to be open for the Lord to speak to us. Matthew 26 and 33. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. You know, I think Peter was speaking what he felt was really in his heart. He wasn't like Judas. You remember when Judas looked at Jesus and said, Lord, is it I? Am I the one that's going to betray you? He knew it was going to be. That's not the same with Peter. Peter felt like, you know what, I am willing to die for the Lord. And Jesus tells him in 34, Jesus said to him, verily I say unto you, this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. You know, it would have been good right there for Peter to just stop and say, okay, now I saw it this way. But Lord, I've been with you for 3 years now, or however long it had been, and I watched you discern the thoughts and the intents of a heart. Perceive what's down inside a person. And now, Lord, show me where this is. But instead, Peter said unto him, 35th verse, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise said all the disciples. And then we move on a little bit later, after Jesus has been taken, in 26 and 58. You know, this is the same Peter that said, I will die, I'm willing to die with you. It says, Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace. So in that amount of time, something came that Peter was not, he felt like he was able to take it, but he was not there. And Jesus, I'm thinking about that mother hen calling, there's danger, calling, come closer to me. And I feel like everything is fine and I don't respond to it. The song, the verse that we use a lot of times in Psalms 139 and 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So, you know, it'd be real easy for me to look at Peter and say, looks like after you'd walked with Jesus that much, you could have had success. And then I think about, you ever had failure whenever I felt like I was really being strong? Sometimes maybe the Lord wants to show us that to where we will draw closer to him. Remember the place in Hebrews 12 and 6, my son, don't despise the chastening of the Lord. So we can kind of look at when he was speaking to Peter and telling him, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me three times, letting him know here's what's about to happen. And then if Peter would have taken that as a reproof and say, okay, Lord, show me what I need to be able to do to prevent that from happening. I was thinking of a verse, 1 Corinthians 10 and 12, that him that thinketh he standeth, take heed lest he fall. To be feeling like I'm in a place where I can handle it, and then I realize, Lord, I need your help. There is, Jesus tells us, he's the vine, we're the branches. Without him, we can do nothing. nothing that would be able to help me have eternal life. There's another verse I'd like to look at in 2 Corinthians 3 and 5. As we look at how much we need the Lord, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. Our sufficiency, it's of God. Yes. It comes from God. I won't be able to stand against the devil by myself. You know, we sing the song, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Yes, that's when I come in the name of Jesus. I was thinking of this as an example. Several years ago, with the children at home, I decided to go out and buy them a couple pygmy goats. Cute as can be, very small, just almost looked like a little toy. But they had the little horns, they just looked like they were just a miniature of the real thing. Bought two of them, brought them home, and I had a calf in a pen, and I thought, well, these goats would be happy to stay in there with that calf. And I had this cattle panels, which had the squares. I didn't realize they were about the size of a goat. But I took them both in there, and I thought they'll be all happy together. Well, one goat took a look at the size of that calf, and he just took off running and hit the cattle panel. And I just stand there, can't believe he's not happy to be there. And he backed off and hit it again. He's gone. He never came back. But then the other one is what I was interested in. He didn't run. In fact, he headed toward the calf, and his two front hoofs are about like my fingers. And he started kicking dirt with his head down those little bitty horns, like, I am ready to take you on if you're ready. And as I think about this subject today, you know, if I ever come to the place where I say, ah, this problem right here, I can handle this problem. But that little, the calf could have stepped on him and have been all over for him. But instead, in his mind, somehow, size doesn't matter. I got the little horns here. I got the paws that can throw a little bit of dirt. And he was like he was ready for him. Well, I took him back the next day before I lost him too. But I was thinking about this, where we are today. You know, I've got a couple grandchildren that's been staying with us, and they're going through a stage, Brooklyn and Cassidy both. Let me do it. I can do it. And to the point that if you go ahead and do it, things are trouble. But, you know, in a way, we want children to go through that stage, a little bit through that stage, but yet to realize how much things would benefit sometimes if we would help them. And then I realized, you know what? Does the Lord look at that the same way with us? He wants us to be able to, you know, Paul said, I can do all things, but it's through Christ that strengtheneth me. Does the Lord want us to never feel like I can do anything on my own? Our sufficiency is not of ourselves, but if the Lord will help us, we can do all things. He can help us out with that. But I was thinking with the girls, to have the feeling so strong, don't help me with anything, I can do it. That can be to a detriment to them. But then, Lord, help me in my own life, that I will realize, Lord, if I'm able to do anything, you remember the verse that says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, but it didn't stop there. Those good works do not benefit. They're not to turn anything back toward me. See your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So I would like for that to be what I have in my life. Thinking of another verse of a song, number 460, a prayer. Through this changing world below, lead me gently, gently as I go. Trusting thee, I cannot stray. I can never, never lose my way. Every day, every hour, let me feel thy cleansing power. May thy tender love to me bind me closer, closer, Lord, to thee. Come unto me, all ye that labor heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. A promise from the Lord for us today too. Another verse of that song 179 says, are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, He's still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And I was looking at another verse in James. James, the 4th chapter, and the 7th verse. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You know, that's a promise here in the Bible. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But then it has another verse that almost needs to be tied straight with that one. Once you have done that, now draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. So I was wondering, is it possible that the Lord sometimes will withdraw himself to see how interested I am in drawing close to him? I was thinking of an example over in 2 Kings where Elisha and Elijah are together. 2 Kings, the 2nd chapter. This tells the story of Elijah is soon going to be taken up in the whirlwind. And so he's telling Elisha in the 2nd verse, the Lord sent me to Bethel. Stay here. And Elisha says, no, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they went together. So he goes to about 2 or 3 different places and he's telling Elisha, why don't you go ahead and stay here in this town? The Lord has called me to go to another. Elisha must have realized something was soon to happen. Well, he did, because even the sons of the prophets told him, like in the 5th verse, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. So he knew Elijah is soon going to go. Finally, Elijah asked him, What is it that you want from me? You remember Elisha told him, said, I would like to have a double portion of your spirit. And he said that you've asked a hard thing. But I tell you what, if you happen to see me when I go up, you'll be able to have it. And I wonder, was Elisha distracted anymore after that? I don't think so. He really wasn't distracted before it. He stayed right with him. I'm going to each of the towns with you. But now I believe when Elijah told him, here's how it's going to be possible, I believe it would be just every move, I'm right behind you, I'm right on you, watching for this because I have this desire. Focused. No distractions for him that day. And he was able to see when Elijah went up, and he did receive a double portion of the Spirit. For us today, when things happen in our lives and we don't feel the Lord close to us, am I willing to give it up, or am I willing to keep on pressing? I was looking at Job 23. There's what Job says. Job had a time where he didn't feel the Lord's right there with him. 23:8. Behold, I go forward. He's not there. Backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. So what would the next verse be? Well, I'll tell you what, I just give up then. No, the next verse for him was, he knoweth, this 10th verse, he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept, and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So willing to say, you know what, I don't feel him today, but I tell you what, he knows the way that I'm taking. I will keep on doing those things that I know to do. I was thinking of another song, number 485. When the storms of life are raging, tempest wild on sea and land, I will seek a place of refuge in the shadow of God's hand. Instinct tells that baby chick when it hears the sound, that certain sound, it's time to run to the mother for protection. As a human, I get to make a choice. Do I run to that strong tower, or do I face it alone? I've got one more verse of a song. There's a voice calling me from an old rugged tree, and it whispers, draw closer to me. Leave this world far behind. There are new heights to climb, and a new place in me you will find. And then it says, for whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord, that's what I'll be willing to do. For whatever it takes to be more like you, that's what I'll be willing to do. I am thankful that in a time where it seems that the world has turned its back on God, the call is still to all of us from Jesus himself. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'm thankful that that call was not just for the sinner, but it's also for us. He still has the promise to give us rest no matter what is happening around him, around us. And I want to always keep in this, in my mind, this picture of the mother hen giving the sound. Christ has given us the sound, come unto me. But I have a choice that I can make. The little baby chick runs from instinct. Something has just told it, here's the sound and here's what you do. We have a choice that we make. I want to also, with my desire, run to the Lord. I desire your prayers.